in Perek Zayin, in the 7th chapter of Shara Yichud Vemuna, the Alter Rebbe begins to explain the meaning of the statement in the Zohar that there are two levels of oneness. That Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad, is a higher level of oneness, and Baruch Shem Kaved Malchus Elohim Vod is a lower level of oneness. Having explained in earlier chapters that the oneness of God does not mean that there is only one creator and only one deity, it means that all that exists is contained within God and is therefore not a separate existence and has no existence of its own, and therefore nothing exists besides God. That's called the oneness of God. Now, in that awareness and in the experience of this oneness of God, there is a higher level and there is a lower level. So the Rebbe begins to explain that the world was created from the Word of God, which is associated with the attribute of Malchus. And the purpose of the creation is that this Malchus should be revealed in the world, that it should be expressed in the world. So the Word of God, which is Malchus, and the name of God that describes Malchus, that is related to Malchus, is the name Adonai. Without the Malchus, without the attribute of royalty, and without this name of Adonai, there would be no existence, there would be no world at all. The world would be reabsorbed into its source, into the Word of God, and it would stop existing as we know it. Now, for the 20th of Sivan, the Shir begins on page Daf Pei Beis, Amud Aleph, in the 7th chapter of Shari Yichud V'Emunah, and the number at the bottom of the page is 310. We are five or six lines from the top of the period. No, we are three lines from the top, and the word Vihine. Vihine gederu b'china shem olam. We said before that without the Word of God, in other words, without the attribute of Malchus, royalty, and without the name Adonai, which is the expression of Malchus, the world would not be existent, and it wouldn't be called a world at all. It wouldn't carry the name world, because the definition of world is that it applies only al b'chinas mokim u'b'chinas man dafkin. A world, something can be called a world only if it is governed by the properties of time and space. B'chinas mokim, the property of space, hu mizrach u'mayriv tzofen dorim maylo u'mato. Space means the six dimensions, the six sides of the four directions and top and bottom. That's the definition, the outline of space. Bechinazman, and what is the property of time? Time means Ovar, Heve, Ve'osid, past, present, and future. Hine, Kol, Bechine, Seilu, Ein, Lohem, Shaiches, Bemides, Hagdeshes, Ha'alienes. Now, these properties of time and space, the limitations of time and space, do not exist at all in the higher spheres in Kedusha. In other words, in the 10 attributes with which God creates the world, the 10 attributes that we attribute to God, the 9 higher attributes are not related in any way to time and space. Ki'im b'midas malchus yizbarich levado, only in the attribute of malchus, royalty. Shayich leimar, only there does it apply, is it proper to say, shehu yizbarich melech lemaila adin ketz lemata adin tachlis. We find expressions in Torah where God is described as having some relationship with time and space. For example, it says that God is above to the highest level, reaches upwards to the highest level, and he reaches down to the lowest level. In other words, he creates the highest creatures and he creates the lowest creatures. What attribute are we describing there by saying lower and higher, we're talking about space. So what attribute are we describing? The attribute of Malchus, that God is the king over the highest of creations and over the lowest of creations. The Chen L'dalet Sitrin, and also to the four sides. So we find that Malchus, the attribute of Malchus, is related to space. Chen B'bechinas Man. The same is also true with time. We find that Malchus is related to time. As we say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimlech, that God is king, was king, and will be king, past, present, and future. And that is described only in relation to Melech, to the attribute of royalty. And this is consistent with the analogy of Malchus to speech, because speech also exists within the person only for the sake of someone else. In other words, relative to speech, another person, other people, have significance. Because speech without another person is meaningless. The whole purpose of speech is to be able to communicate with another person, so that in speech itself, the other person already has some significance. Whereas in thought, as far as thought is concerned, no one else needs to exist. Because the person can be perfectly content thinking to himself. Thought does not necessitate another person. And therefore, as far as thought is concerned, no other person exists. But with speech, since in speech there is a need for other people, because that is the function of speech, to communicate with other people, so in speech there already exists the significance or the need or the rightfulness of another person's existence. Another person ought to exist because speech needs someone to talk to. The same is true with the attribute of Malchus. All the other attributes are within God himself and for his own sake. Whereas royalty, as he said before, a person can't be king over himself. He can't even be king over his children because they're too close to him. He can't even be king over ministers who are strangers, they're not relatives, but still too close to the king, too much like him. But the attribute of speech, which is also the attribute of Malchus, needs other people. So that in Malchus there's already some significance attributed to creation, which is time and space. The Nimtzo, so the result of this is Shechayis Hamokim V'chein Chayis Hazman V'hisavusa Me'ayin Liyesh V'kiyumam Kolz Man Kiyumam, that the existence of time, the life that exists within space, and the life that exists within time, and their existence being brought into existence out of nothingness, and their preservation for as long as they are preserved, who mimidas malchus yisbarech v'shem adnus baruch. All of this comes from the attribute of Malchus and from the name Adnai. So that the speech of God, as he's saying all along here in Shara Yichud V'Emunah, the speech of God, the attribute of Malchus, the name Adnai, which is involved in creation, doesn't create from a distance, but is intimately involved in the existence, in the life, in the preservation of all the details of time and space. Ulefi shemidas malchusei yisbarech miyuchedes b'mehusei v'yatzmusei yisbarech b'tachlis hayichud. And because this attribute of Malchus, which is the source of all of existence and all the life of existence and so on, this attribute of Malchus is totally united and is one with God himself, as are all the attributes, Tameshi is by it, as will be explained later, Hilkoch gam b'chinas hamokim v'hazman b'telem b'metzius mamesh. Therefore the time and space, which are created from this speech, are also non-existent. and completely nullified Lugabi Muhusha Vyatmusha Yizbazeich in the presence of God Himself, Kibitl E Hashemesh Bishemesh. In other words, when we look at this speech, the speech that is the source and life and preservation of all of existence, when we look at this speech as it is within God Himself, before it is actualized, before it is expressed, before it is actually said, there, on that level, the world that exists by virtue of speech of God, while the speech of God is still within God, there the world has no existence whatsoever. This is the higher level unity. Whereas, I'll say later, that when the words come out, and the creation actually comes about in the physical form, then the attribute of Malchus, also the speech, serves also to conceal and hide the presence of God, so that the created being does appear to be an independent existence. And then we recognize the dependency that the created being has on its creator, but that dependency does not eliminate completely the existence of the world, so that it's called a lower level unity, as we'll explain later. Zehu, and this is called this condition where the world is completely bottle. The higher level of unity, Zehu Shiluv Shem Adnus B'Shem Havayit. The two names, Hashem and Adnai, Hashem is the source of creation, which is higher than time and space. And the name Adnai, which is the name by which the world is actually created, that is related to time and space, as we said before. These two names of God, Hashem and Adnai, or Havaya and Adnai, connect or intertwine in one of two ways. Either the name Hashem is absorbed within the name Adnai, or the name Adnai is absorbed within the name Hashem. Which means that there are times when that which Havaya stands for is dominant, and in it there's also the element of Adnai, and sometimes there's where Adnai is dominant, while in it there is also the element of Havaya, of Hashem. So, in this case, this shiluv, the intertwining of the names, is that Adnai is within the name Havaya. Kishem Havaya meizeh shehula maila min hazman. Because the name Havaya implies higher than time. Shehu ho yoheve v'yihye berega echod k'meshekosu b'rayim hem nepasha pinchas. That the Shem Havaya implies all three elements of time, past, present, and future, and all of them in one word. So that he is at the same time in the past, in the present, and in the future, which means that time has no meaning and no restriction on that level. So Havaya implies a condition that is above time, meaning removed from the limitations of creation, time and space. V'chein, l'mayla m'b'chinas moki. Havaya is also, if he's higher than time, he's also higher than space. Ki hu mehave tomed es kol b'chinas hamokim kulei m'l'mayla ad l'mata l'dalet sitra. The name Havaya is higher than space also, because the name Havaya is what creates the space. And he's creating it constantly, from the highest level to the lowest level. So he is above, as is always the case, the creator of something is much higher than the created being. So the name Havaya implies above time and above space. Now in that, there is an element of a finiteness that is introduced by the name Adnai, but the name Adnai is absorbed within the name Havaya. So what you see is that there is nothing besides God. Whereas if it was the other way around, where the element of Adnai, which is what produces the finiteness and the limitations of the world, was dominant. By itself it couldn't create. It would have to have the element of Havaya, of Hashem in it. But then, because the Adnai is dominant, the oneness of God would not be as revealed, would not be as obvious, and therefore you wouldn't have the higher level of oneness, the Yichud Eloh, you would have the lower level oneness of Yichud Tato. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 20th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that among my grandfather's sayings, the Rebbe Marash's sayings, there's the saying that the intellectual and emotional makeup of the Chosid is determined by his first Yechidus with the Rebbe. And the first Yechidus is determined, or is in accordance with the essential character of the Chosid. Because the Rebbe prescribes a way, an order of service, of Avodah, which is appropriate to the nature of the Chosid's essential character.